In Massachusetts, the big news over the weekend was a fatal shark attack, the state's first since 1936. A 26-year-old man was boogie boarding off a beach in Wellfleet on Cape Cod when a shark attacked him. It is the second shark attack in about a month in the area. A 61-year-old man was bitten on August 15th, but survived, and there have been numerous shark sightings. Professor James Sulikowski is a researcher at the University of New England in Maine who specializes in sharks. He's on Skype. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what do you think's going on here?
Well, I think if you just kind of break it down and look at what's happening kind of globally, is, you know, there are a lot of people in the water. And when you have a lot of people in the water, that increases the chance of interacting with a shark.
But there have been a lot of people in the water for many, many years, especially off of Cape Cod. Do you think that there's something else going on?
There's lots of a food source, a major increase in seals. We've also seen a rebound of white sharks in the region as well. And you know, the Cape is a vacation haven. And so there are a lot of people in the water. And now we've kind of got all this in the mix together. And I think that's what we're seeing as a combination of all those factors.
Well, you bring up seals, and white sharks like to eat seals. The seals are protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which has been key in protecting whales and otters, dolphins, other marine mammals. This was signed back in the 70s. But there are now some people, including a researcher from the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, who says maybe it's time to start culling the seals.
Well, I think that if you look at the ecosystem as a whole, this is what sharks do. You know, they're apex predators, and they're here to sort of control their prey. And when we get something out of balance like it is now, sometimes you do have to take additional steps. And I think, you know, this is on the table and we'll see where it leads. But I'm sure that the right decisions will be made by those management authorities.
What do you think at this point? Do you think that it's time to start culling seals?
I think that we need some more research for sure to see how that would impact the fishery, how that would impact people, how that would impact the sharks. And I think we need to strike a balance. And most people would agree that things are not in balance. And that's a lot of what's going on here. So will a call help? I'm sure there's some for, some against. Me personally, I think that things are out of balance and there needs to be some change.
What about the shark population? Are they endangered, great white sharks?
They still are. Most people think, wow, you know, the populations are exploding. They're still about 30% below where they were in the 1960s when there was all these kind of major calls in the 60s and 70s. So they're still low. They are rebounding, which is good. But again, their role really is to keep other prey down within the ecosystem. And if their populations are low, seals are going to increase and other things are going to increase and things will stay out of balance.
The man who was bitten about a month ago off the coast of Cape Cod but survived, he was apparently out a little bit of a distance from the shore. The man who just died the other day, according to the Cape Cod Times and witnesses talked to them, and he was out about 30 to 35 feet, which doesn't sound that far off the shore. But what do you think people should do if they're going to be swimming at these beaches where there have been shark sightings?
Right. The first thing is, you know, to be diligent. Anytime you have this type of interaction with a shark, you know, whether it's a survival or a fatality, it's a terrible thing. And I think that gets us afraid to be in the water. And I think as long as we're diligent and we heed the warnings, the lifeguards and all the patrols that go on are really good at keeping people informed. You know, there's apps out there now. And to be diligent of what's going on, you know, are there seals around? Are there warnings up? And then, you know, when do you go in the water? You know, dawn and dusk are bad times. So those when sharks are really active.
Although these attacks happened, I think, in the middle of the day, both of them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I mean, this is just in general terms. So when you're looking at that, if you want to specify down to the Cape, the big thing is to be diligent. Sharks are patrolling. The white sharks are the visual predators. They're looking for things, you know, to be cognizant of where you are at any given time, I think is an important factor to think about. And just understand that, you know, the more people that are in the water, the more chances there will be an interaction with a shark or some other marine organism. It's like anything else that you do, right? The more times you go ice skating, more chances you're going to fall.
That is Professor James Sulikowski, who is at the University of New England in Maine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Peter, one of the things Professor Sulikowski mentioned is that sharks don't have any natural predators in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
That's helping the population rebound. There are predators out in the Pacific. The orca, the killer whale, will eat a shark. Sometimes other sharks will eat a great white shark. But we will keep following this story here and now.